Test 62, Section 2, Question 8. Here we're looking for the flaw. And it says, leading critic of space exploration claims, contends that it would be wrong, given current technology, to send a group of explorers to Mars, since the explorers would be unlikely to survive the trip. So a critic says, it's wrong to send them, because they're probably not going to survive. There would be a well-engineered, but that exaggerates the risk, saying, that's really not that risky. There would be a well-engineered backup system at every stage of the long and complicated journey. Good backup system all along the way. A fatal catastrophe is quite unlikely at any given stage if such a backup system is in place. So, and you're not likely to have a fatal catastrophe at any of those individual ones if there's a backup system in place. Now, with this one, you have to catch the flaw, or it's almost impossible to find it in the answers. The flaw is that just because at each individual phase something is unlikely, doesn't mean that when you put all those phases together that there's not a high probability of problem. Because if there are, say, 10,000 phases or steps, and there's a 1 in 10,000 chance at each of those steps of something bad happening, well, when you have 10,000 steps, now all of a sudden you're rolling the dice, pretty significantly. And so that's our flaw. So, A, infers that something is true of the whole merely from the fact that it's true of each of the parts. That's what we're saying. Just because an accident is really unlikely at any one point doesn't mean that when you put all those points together, it's still unlikely. So A is pretty good. Infers the fact that something cannot occur merely from the fact that it's unlikely. It never says it can't. It just says that exaggerates the risk. The conclusion is allowing the possibility that it could occur. Okay. Draws a conclusion about what must be the case based on evidence that was probably the case. It isn't really saying, the conclusion isn't about what must happen, it's about what's probably, or it's about, you know, the risk itself. Infers that something will work merely because it could work. That's not really the problem. It's not saying it will because it can. And rejects a view merely on the grounds that an inadequate argument has been made for it. Again, that's a flaw, but it doesn't occur here. And so A is our correct answer. Just because at each phase there's a low chance of failure, it doesn't mean that there's a low chance of failure when you put all the phases together. So A is our correct response.